Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms early, clearing skies overnight in the lower to mid 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, clear, 62, and Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. It's Friday. A former Wichita teacher and city council candidate has pleaded guilty to having a sexual relationship with a student. Rodney Wren pleaded guilty this week to one of three counts of unlawful sexual relations. He admitted to having sex with an underage girl in 2015 and 16 while he worked at Wichita Collegiate School. He was fired from the school when he was arrested in February of last year. He ran unsuccessfully for the District 2 Wichita City Council seat in 2019. A semi-truck driver was arrested after his big rig tipped over an Emporia, and an investigation says alcohol played a role in that wreck. Emergency crews were called to the Emporia I-35 roundabout just after 2:30 yesterday morning. They say the semi failed to negotiate the roundabout, the driver overcorrected, and the semi tipped over. Alvir Huzik of Waterloo, Iowa, was arrested on allegations of driving a commercial vehicle under the influence of alcohol. Mid-America Network News.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Construction of a bridge that spans over I-135 in Olathe is now on hold after drivers reported debris. One described it as baseball size falling onto the interstate. The Kansas City Star reported yesterday that dozens of people took to social media to say that they saw concrete and other debris falling onto the highway as they passed under the bridge that was closed June 1st for demolition. Olathe City spokesperson Cody Kennedy says officials have learned of four reports of minor damage to vehicles, prompting a pause on the bridge work. The city says the work over I-135 will not resume until measures are taken to protect the traveling public. Governor Laura Kelly says the state is working on a plan to move out of pandemic disaster operations, but it will not be done by Tuesday when the latest extension to the state's COVID-19 related disaster declaration is set to expire. Kelly said she had not yet officially submitted the request for an extension, but her office was currently working on it. And a weather front coming into the state today expected to bring some relief from the humidity. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities have identified a man who was killed earlier this week in a shootout with police in western Nebraska following an hours-long standoff at a Scotts Bluff home. The Nebraska Attorney General's office said yesterday in a news release that 47-year-old Daniel Ojeda was fatally wounded in the shootout. The Attorney General's office will conduct the grand jury investigation into Ojeda's death. Police in Scotts Bluff have said officers were called to the home around noontime on Monday for reports of a man with a gun threatening to harm himself or others, and that officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours. Authorities say when a team of officers entered the home, Ojeda fired at them and they returned fire, killing him. Lancaster County authorities trying to identify human remains that were found near Pawnee Lake west of Lincoln. Sheriff Terry Wagner says investigators found the remains yesterday in a wooded area on the southwest side of the lake. Friday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Seneca will celebrate 150 plus 1 June 11th and 12th. Kylie Lukaroff, the Seneca Chamber Downtown Impact, comments on the activities planned.
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff going on celebrating Seneca's 150 plus 1 birthday. We have cruise night and food trucks and speaker Mitch Holtis happening Friday night. And then Saturday, there's going to be some turn of the century demonstrators. Our museums are going to be open in the morning. We've got a cornhole tournament going on. There's going to be live music and games and food and all kinds of stuff happening out at Skok Park, which is our park next to our pool. Friday, any of the events going on don't start until 5 or later, so it's all just evening stuff. Saturday, we've got stuff going on all day. From 9 to noon is the museum, the turn of the century demonstrators. And then in the afternoon, starting at 1, we're going to have the games and the live music going on. If you want any specific details, we've got the whole list of activities at our website, seneca-kansas.com/150-1.
The event was initially planned last year, but was delayed due to COVID issues.
There's been lots of planning by the Chamber Board, and then, of course, we couldn't be putting this event on without all of our sponsors by a lot of our business community here in Seneca. We had a lot of really generous donations that's making all of this possible. The pandemic made planning anything so difficult. It got to a point where we were just not sure we were going to be able to have the celebration we were wanting to have with restrictions that were in place, so it got decided to move it a year. While it made it difficult because parts of it were like planning it twice, some things, you know, we got to talk about it for 2 years. So that was kind of, there were good things and there were struggles, but it all in all, it's turning out wonderfully and we're really excited for this weekend.
Again, the activities begin tonight, continuing Saturday in Seneca. Washington County Saddle Club will host the annual Washington County Rodeo with performances Friday and Saturday evenings, June 11th and 12th. At 7:30 p.m., featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with admission tickets, children's stick horse races ages 8 and under Friday with a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday night, a special performance featuring Roman riding each evening at 6:30, and Savannah Chestnut is live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission to the dance with tickets or $5 admission applies. Tickets available at the gate at the Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday nights. Sam Wymore Days return this weekend with a free block party downtown Friday evening, including family activities and kids games. A flea market Saturday and Sunday, plus Saturday a community breakfast at the community center, 5K run walk, and a parade beginning at 10:30 Saturday with a theme movie night. A chicken barbecue at the fire hall will follow. Free swimming, noon until 8. Museums open downtown, a garden tractor pull and BMX stunt show and amazing race are all planned. The schedule of events is on the Sam Wymore Days Facebook page. Waterville citywide garage sales are planned this weekend. Maps available at convenience stores, My Sister's Closet, and Waterville Post Office. Blue Rapids Community Action Team will host a free movie Under the Stars Friday featuring Angels in the Outfield, showing on the square at 9, with concessions available and free live music before the movie. City of Washington will host a ribbon cutting for completion of the water project Monday, 10 a.m. at 110 C Street, highlighting improvements to the community's infrastructure that will last for generations. City of Washington also announcing a new website, washingtonks.municipalimpact.com. Cleanup efforts at Lake Idlewild north of Waterville continue with a volunteer cleanup planned Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5, followed by a barbecue with children's games, activities for the family, and more. Savannah Chestnut will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She was a recent guest on The Voice on Blake Shelton's team. Savannah Chestnut from Emporia has performed locally and will be highlight entertainment at the Washington County Rodeo Dance Saturday evening.
Oh, this summer we have so many different festivals lined up all over the country, really. Things that would be in your area would be the Washington County Rodeo that's going to be this Saturday that we're really excited to play. Always pumped for a rodeo gig. And then we're also going to be at the Marshall County Fair this summer as well. I always just said I wanted to be able to make a living doing what I love and make a career out of it. And now that I've done that and kind of learned the ropes of how to get that done and keep it going, my next goal is probably to get on tour with a bigger band. I think that would be a good next step for us. If that doesn't happen anytime soon, we're still doing really well otherwise, doing really cool, bigger shows all the time. I'm headlining the Granada Theater in Emporia this Friday, which feels like a really big step for me, being able to headline a venue like that. So it just is moving forward slowly but surely all the time.
Services for Connie I. Jaquis, age 77, of Marysville, who passed away May 6th, are planned Saturday, June 12th, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Jaquis. Services for Barry Sloan of Waterville, which were planned today, have been postponed until a later date due to a health issue in the family. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken tenders, sweet potato, green beans, and tropical fruit salad. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and plums. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
The Beach Boys, live in concert.
Can't you have fun, fun, fun tonight?
Over five decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. That's going to bring showers and thunderstorms across the area, mainly this afternoon, continuing into tonight. We're still going to see warm temperatures out there behind the cold front, maybe a degree or two cooler, but really not too much of a difference. High pressure system moves in for the weekend into the early parts of next week. We will continue to see temperatures across the central, east central parts of the Midwest in the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms likely, mainly this afternoon, upper 80s. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies, lower to mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 85, record high on this date, 106. The average low 62, the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. It's 73 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 11th of June. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Bucks show up and down to the final four in the NHL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Overshadowed by the strong play of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton, an unlikely contributor delivered in clutch time in a must-win NBA Eastern Semis Game 3 for the Bucks.
The Bucks will play for one. Holiday to the rim. Scores!
The call on WTMJ after blowing a 21-point lead. Drew Holiday's layup with 11 seconds left put Milwaukee ahead for good. The Bucks held off the Nets 86-83 to cut Brooklyn's series lead to 2-1. Donovan Mitchell cemented his name alongside the mailman in Utah's record book.
Donovan looks comfortable.
Comfortable on that three. Again! On ESPN, Mitchell scored 27 of his team-high 37 in the first half. The Jazz topped the Clippers 117-111 to go up 2-0 in the Western semis. Mitchell is the first Jazz player since Karl Malone in 1988 with back-to-back 35-point playoff games. Stanley Cup, there were some who believed the Golden Knights would be swept after falling into an 0-2 hole to the league's top regular season team, but Vegas had other plans.
Nemeth off the near glass, can't clear the zone, bounces around toward the high slot, Pacioretty, and now Tuck shoots wide, rebound, score!
On KRLV, six different Knights scored, including Alex Pietrangelo's go-ahead goal late in the second period. Vegas crushed the Avalanche 6-3 to advance to their third Stanley Cup semifinal. Baseball, the Twins' bats took the game's top closer deep, not once, but twice, to avoid a three-game sweep.
Astudillo at first, and the pitch, a swing, a fly ball, left center field and deep, back it goes, deep it goes, Twins win!
On WCCO, after Josh Donaldson's homer tied the game at five, Nelson Cruz sent the Twins home happy with his walk-off two-run blast. Minnesota rallied for a 7-5 win over the Yankees. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Join KNDY for the 8-man Division II All-Star Game Saturday. It's the first of two games in Beloit. We'll be on the air at 9:30 with pregame 10 o'clock kickoff. A number of area athletes will participate. We'll have the broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app. The Division I game involves just one area athlete. That game will stream only at the 8-man All-Star Game website, and we'll link to our KNDY radio website.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The June World Ag Supply and Demand Report offers minor changes from last month. This month's corn outlook is for reducing beginning and ending stocks. Beginning stocks down 150 million bushels, reflecting projected increases in corn used for ethanol and exports. Corn used for ethanol increased 75 million bushels, and the weekly ethanol production data indicates demand is almost back to levels seen before COVID-19. The season average farm price received by producers unchanged, $5.70 a bushel. This month's U.S. soybean supply and use projections included higher beginning and ending stocks, with higher soybean beginning stocks and no use changes. Ending stocks are projected at 155 million bushels, up 15 million from last month. The season average soybean price unchanged, $13.85 per bushel. And the outlook for wheat this month: for larger supplies, higher domestic use, unchanged exports, slightly lower stocks. The projected price unchanged, $6.50 a bushel compared to $5.05 last year. JBS paid $11 million to the hackers behind a ransomware attack. In a release, the company confirmed that payment. At the time of the payment, most of the company's facilities were operational, but in consultation with internal IT professionals and third-party cybersecurity experts, the company decided to mitigate any unforeseen issues related to the attack and ensure no data was exfiltrated. JBS USA leadership said the payment will prevent any potential risk for our customers. The hacker group Revil initiated the cyber attack that shut down JBS packing plant plants released today. And upon learning of the intrusion, the company contacted federal officials and activated its cybersecurity protocols, including voluntary shutting down all of its systems to isolate the intrusion, limit potential infection, and preserve core systems. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Report, presented by Cake News.
Well, as we look at sales of our farm products, especially meat, it's at all-time highs, it seems like, all across the United States. And, of course, you can understand why. Number one, we get this COVID thing tamped down just a little bit. We're opening restaurants across America as fast as we can. That in itself is causing a big demand for steaks, pork chops, some of the higher quality meat cuts, no doubt about that. A lot of chicken, too. But in the meantime, what about our neighbors across the water? Well, March beef pork exports hit a record. I got to tell you, friends, everybody likes meat. According to data released by USDA, beef exports totaled about $800 million. That's a record since back many, many years ago. That's up 14% from 2020. Pork exports were up 1% on poundage, 4% on dollar volume, and that's a record, too. It looks like 2% higher than a year ago, up 4% from the record. March highlights for U.S. beef included record exports to China again. They're always in the news, friends. They like meat. Honduras, Philippines, strong results in South Korea, Chile, Colombia for all pork products, all beef products. Yes, friends, they like their meat, no doubt about that. See you on the next Steckline Report.
This is the Larry Steckline Report, presented by Cake News on Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's a summertime food favorite, unless your kids have braces. Corn on the cob. The best ways to taste it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 11th, the 162nd day of the year. The young and the restless fan favorite Peter Bergman is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1982, Steven Spielberg's movie E.T. was released in theaters. While it's still too soon for a summer harvest, it's never too early to talk about corn on the cob. Some people call it a sweet pole or a corn stick. And corn on the cob is something we will enjoy later on this season. But today, folks in Plainview, Minnesota are celebrating in advance, holding a parade, a talent show, and a soapbox derby in honor of National Corn on the Cob Day. When you do get ready for that ear of corn, you can nosh on it with some butter and salt. But experts say side to side like a typewriter is the most common way to enjoy it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about tasty treats at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 73, maybe a cold front moving in along the way could prompt some scattered thunderstorms midday today. All of that activity confined well to our north, up in the northeast corner of Nebraska yet this morning. Highs around 90 on tap heading into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a win for the Royals. Good Friday, everyone. George Soler and Andrew Benintendi homered to help back Mike Minor, and the Kansas City Royals snapped a five-game losing streak by beating the Oakland Athletics 6-1. The Royals finally got to Frankie Montas, who was crisp into the seventh inning with eight strikeouts and no walks. He was tagged for three runs, two earned on five hits over six and a third innings. Miner struck out eight and walked one while allowing three hits and one earned run over seven strong innings. Hunter Dozier hit a tying double in the seventh, then Kevin Gutierrez followed with a go-ahead two-run single. Again, the Royals over the Oakland A's last night, 6-1. That series continues this evening, first pitch at 8:40. The news not so good for the Wichita Wind Surge last night as they lost to the Tulsa Drillers 12-10. Game four of that series is tonight in Tulsa. First pitch set for 7:05. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school all-star games are planned this weekend with area athletes competing in volleyball, girls and boys basketball at Beatrice, and eight-man football at Beloit. Friday night volleyball includes Diller Odell's Addison Heidemann and Ada Lovett at 7:30 from the Truman Center at SCC. Saturday night girls basketball will include Wymore Southern's Keely Clover, tipping at 6. Boys at 8 will include Austin Juergens of Diller Odell and Carson Borzachowski of Wymore Southern at 8, also at the Truman Center in Beatrice. From Beloit, Saturday, 8-man Division II kicks off at 10 with Frankfurt's Gavin Corneliuson and Aiden Gerstner, Hanover's Jacob Juniman, Colin Juniman, and Jacob Klipp, as well as Axtell's Mitchell Bussing, George Foley, and Coach Eric Detweiler. KNDY will air the game live with pregame coverage at 9:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Washington County's Drew Berman is on the D1 squad. Kickoff at 1, online, streaming only at the KNDY and 8-Man All-Star websites.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Betty's sitting somewhere sipping whiskey straight at a bar in Wyoming, with his old black hat pulled over his eyes looking like a mystery. They'll wonder where he's been, where he's heading now, just like I did when I first met him, just like I still do now. I met him on a Tennessee summer day. I always knew I should have ran. Between his sad blue eyes and his southern drawl, I never stood a chance. So handsome but so rough, broken but still tough. I figured I couldn't make him happy if I just loved him enough. tangled up inside. And you've been angry for so long that you don't remember why. And my heart just couldn't handle how cold our house became. He'd be laying in bed right next to me, a million miles away. So I had to say goodbye. Hell, I guess I should have known. Smoke into the dark.